Hello. How's it going? It has been another long break from I don't know if you could hear that. I just got a little notification on my watch that I hit my exercise goal today. So that's fun. I wasn't doing anything, so I think it's not as accurate as it should be. But yeah, it's been a while. How are you doing? I hope you're good. I hope everything is nice and comfy. I have a new audio coming out. I hope that this is gonna go. I think this I'm gonna upload this today, and I think the new audio is gonna come tomorrow because I have a few last minute edits and a terrible problem where every time I go to re-upload something, I lose the Premiere file and then I have to go rebuild it from scratch. So I've gotten really good at that, but it also does delay things, and I don't know what's wrong with it. It's like every time I save it's not there. So, or it like opens up and there's nothing there, but it should be auto-saving, so I mean, hopefully. I'll check that later. Anyways, how you're doing? How you're doing? How you do? How do you? How do you do? How do? Me do. I'm okay. I'm good. Powering along. Work is crazy. Life is crazy. Family is bananas. Everything is bananas. But the important thing is that we're all still here. And we're all doing our best. That's what's important. So yeah, I get so caught up with things, and I like to do all my audio stuff in the morning and then go to work. And right now I'm doing a later in the day kind of recording. And I think I just need to get used to that. I think it doesn't matter. It seems to like not matter how early I get up. Like today, I was dead asleep and I get a bunch of texts and then a call from my boss. And he's out of the country, so he doesn't know what time it is. But this was like before 7 o'clock in the morning. Which I had a really hard time like hiding the fact that I was asleep when he comes. I was like, hello, hello. It's, oh, yeah. And I was like, sleepy voice, early morning voice. So I don't know. I feel like my like schedule and routine has gotten thrown off. I like to record stuff in the morning, do a little bit of editing, and then go to work, do all my work. And then when I'm off for the day in the afternoon, I like to do like the editing and finish that up. And I just haven't gotten to that lately. Like, I haven't been able to do that. So, anyways, also, let's see. So, new audio is coming out. I'm actually really excited about this one. I think it's gonna be a fun kind of like languid, lazy kind of like plot wise that slowly like builds up, and I think that can be fun. Not like it's a lazy character, but you'll see. It's not a very animated, well it's not a very like like musical, like some characters are like, well, it's not like that. So you'll see. I'm excited about this one though. And yeah. I don't know how people feel about these little like snippets into IRL like me, where it's just like updates, audio and stuff. I don't know how you feel about it. So tell me how you feel about it if you want more. I do have a okay, so the other day I recorded a like spicy kind of audio. Like a IRL just for you, let's do a mic test, wink wink, and so beforehand I was like, let's go on the hub and see what's going on there. Did you know that in the state that I live in, they recently banned access to the hub? I didn't. Apparently they did, and I didn't even get to vote on it. I didn't see anybody talking about it. I'm not on social media, honestly. I am 99% ready to delete my Twitter. I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it. I feel like if people want to get in touch with me, they can reach out on Discord or they can send me an email or even just leave a YouTube comment. I told you, and I'm sure you know, I read them all. If you're looking to get in touch with me, like that's a good way. I hate social media lately. I think it's such a drag. It's so depressing. It's awful. Literally right now I got a work email. Oh, weird. Okay, that's weird. I should remove that section, but I'm not going to. This is a glimpse into real life me, so there you go. Fuck, I was saying something. I forgot. How are you doing? Oh, I got a cat, and if you're on Discord, you know this, but I got a cat, and I've never had a cat before. And he's like the cutest little snuggle baby, and super fluffy and silly and very affectionate. And I just have to say, like, having a pet is so nice. Like, just so nice. It's so nice to have, like, a little pet. It's so nice to be a little pet, right? Do you want to be a little pet? I mean, oh yeah, I was talking about Pornhub. Okay, so the hub is gone and I can't access it unless I had like a VPN, but I don't. Until I get sponsored by NordVPN, I'm not gonna have a VPN. But so I recorded a, like a not safe for work mic test for you guys. And I have to go back and it was like a new audio setup. I'm not sure if I like it. So I'm gonna listen to that tomorrow. So tomorrow we're getting the new audio and maybe the mic test. We'll see. Do you want to be a little pet? We should do some pet play in an audio. I feel like that would be fun. I feel like that's one of my fucking catchphrase. I should do blank. That would be fun. Why is that a catchphrase? Like, you know? It would be fun though. I mean, I do like pet play. If you know of some like adult sites that are not banned in the state of Idaho, let me know. Because like, where, what? Like I knew I lived in like a conservative religious kind of state. And this is a recent thing. I haven't been here for more than I think this is my 3rd year here. I grew up in California. I know you know this if you've been around for a bit, but I grew up in California. I am from Los Angeles. I moved here because it was affordable, and then they took away my porn. And I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, that's what I get. That's what I get for moving here, you know? Whatever. It's fine. We don't need the hub. Oh my God. There's so many. Ugh. I've even been thinking about posting my con like some of my content on the hub and like some audio stuff, you know? Like, and not video. I'm not that confident. Maybe I could do pictures at some point, but like not I'm not gonna do video. And now like I don't think I can. I think it's like banned in my state. I don't get this. It's so weird. As like an adult content creator who dabbles in, you know, various things online, it is a little disappointing to like hear that that happened because I don't know. I'm pretty sex positive and I'm pretty like kink positive and sex worker supporting and all that. And I feel like if people want to upload content and, you know, do things in a safe, sane, consensual, as an adult kind of way, that they should be allowed to. You know, there's very few things that I think are, you know, bannable kind of things. You know, I think restrict things obviously to adults, you know, restrict it to people that can consent and do it in like a healthy way. I think sex can be incredibly healthy. Like, sex is such a big part of like your mental health and not just like sex with another person. I feel like a lot of like our mindset is so dependent on like having like the act of like penetrative sex with like another person. And honestly, like, it doesn't have to be like your sexual health doesn't have to be like your health with a partner. It's not dependent on a partner. I think your sexual health is also like how you feel about yourself, your like self-confidence, your ability to like self-pleasure, and even like just your ability to talk about things, I think is all a part of like sexual health. Because there's so many people that like they enjoy not safe for work or 18 plus or lewd content, and then they aren't like able to talk about it, or and especially like talk about it in a way where it's like you talk about what you want and you set boundaries and expectations with others. I think like oh my god, like me in my younger years, like it was really hard for me to talk about sex. It was incredibly difficult and embarrassing, and now I think I'm at a point where like I can ask for what I want and I can talk about what I need, and not only like with a partner but like with myself. Like I know, like it doesn't embarrass me, or even like, you know, other people like you, like I can be like, hey, these are the things I like, and it's okay, you know, it's fine, precious baby angel, it's okay, it's gonna be okay. I don't know, I think in general, I know there's people like from other like places in the world, other countries, and maybe I'm looking at this from like an ethnocentric kind of way, like the U.S. is the everything, you know, which it's not. I mean, there are other places where, you know, sex is even more like accepted, or nudity, even like non-sexual nudity. If you look at like beaches in other countries, like France and Greece and things like that, like Scandinavian countries, like basically most of Europe, I think, like being topless at a beach is not a big deal. Whereas like in the US, like, no, we don't do that. And like, we freak out if we see that and oh my God, think of the children, you know? But it's like, it's also just, it's nudity in a non-sexual way. Like, you know, guys walk around shirtless. Why can't people with boobies do it too? You know, they're just boobies. No big deal. I mean, it's so funny. It's like a lot of it's like, oh, you know, we got to protect the children. But it's like kids see more, like babies see more boobs than like adults, you know, because that's where milk comes from. I don't know. I think if we like, I don't know, it's like a weird topic. I don't feel like really strongly either way about like being topless at a beach. Personally, I don't think I would. I mean, if I was like laying out and suntanning, yeah, absolutely. But I don't want to like walk around a beach topless. But I also feel like there's something wrong with it. I don't know. We're going down like this is like a rabbit hole now. And that's fine, you know. Let things like happen as they are. Also, this is what happens when I record later in the day, is I get very like yawny and sleepy sounding after, I mean, sometimes like after like 6 p.m., you know, I mean, it's not that late right now, but, I always get like, I always want to nap in like the afternoon. I don't know what it is. And I can't because I work too much and I have too many jobs and too many responsibilities, and that's fine, you know, because this is what I chose.
And like the fucked up thing is like I really want a VTube. I want to be a VTuber, and I just don't see how that's gonna fit into my life at the moment. I don't know. It's, I wish I had like one other person to talk to during these things, because I feel like I'm always talking about myself, which like I guess like is fine. I mean, if you're here for that, like, then you're here for that. But like I wish I don't know. Do I want to start a podcast? I just said that I don't have time for VTubing, but do I want to start a podcast? I could. I don't know. I probably shouldn't. Yeah. Okay, so my new cat, his name is Mr. Pib, but I call him Pibbo, or Mr. Handsome, or Fluffy. Not, I don't actually call him Fluffy. I don't know why I said that. Sometimes I call him Mr. Fluff. But mostly it's Mr. Pibbs, or Pibbo, or Pibby. My sister thought I named him Pibbles, and when I was saying Pibbo, that I was saying it with an accent. She's like, I thought you were just saying, like, Pibbo, and I was like, what? Why would I be saying his name, only his name, in an accent? She's like, I thought you were calling him Pibble, but, like, with an accent. No, his name is Mr. Pib. It's Pibbo. Yeah. Am I just horny? I might just be horny. I keep thinking, that's a weird transition from talking about the cat. Oh, God. But I keep, like, you know, oh, now you can hear the cat. Okay. oh, no, this is quickly devolving. God damn it. So, you know, like, you know, when you're doing like your train of thought, kind of like however things flow kind of thing. And you're like, oh yeah, here's my new cat. Am I horny? It's that kind of day. It's been so stressful and so long and so hard. And I can't take anymore. Oh no, I'm like hysterical. But not in a funny way, like in the medical condition kind of way, like from the 19th century. I have hysteria. I have female hysteria, which just means I like need to get fucked or something. Oh, God. I'm so sorry if this is not comforting or not what you wanted. This is what I am right now. Deal with it. And I've got so much like vocal fry. Do you hear that? Like that, kind of thing. What is that? Some people absolutely hate that. And, I can tell right now, like I need to hydrate more. That's why my voice sounds, see, if I sink into like the warmer tones, then we're down here and this is fine. There's no vocal fry. But when I'm talking at my normal voice, it's all vocal fry right now. Oh my God. I sound like, what's that, Ju-on, The Grudge? I sound like that. Yikes. Big yikes. Hold on, I'm gonna hydrate real quick. Okay. I like how I say hydrate, but it's a protein shake, so I don't know. Hopefully that helps. Anyway, I'm going to dip. I'm going to dip out real quick. I'm going to finish up that audio, and I'm going to give a listen to the mic test and see how that goes. And I will be back really, really soon. Promise, promise, promise. Okay. Love you lots. Take care. Take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be nice. Give me some shit to talk about next time, because my God, I am winging it right now. Give me some things to talk about, please, please. Like questions, or maybe like a subject that I don't, I'll tell you everything I know about that subject, okay? Whatever you want, I don't care. If you're like super into like, mountains. I'll talk about mountains. I don't know. I don't know any mountains. I can make up some. Anyways. Anyway, I'm trying not to say anyways because I know that's not a word. Anyway, have a good night. Love you. Take care. Please, please take care. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being present and alive and existing and here and a part of my world. I'm so sorry. I get so loopy in the afternoon. This is why I can't do anything. Ugh. Okay. Bye.